يكتسي موضوع تحديد خصائص أنظمة.
Thank you, Chairman. The question of the characterization of laws is of particular importance. The evolution of the thematic discussions in the group of experts have led us closer to a consensus on the main characteristics that may help us move towards a common understanding of such systems as part of negotiations that will help us define notions and commitments. Now, in order to be flexible, we have to also look at the continuing evolution of technologies by coming up with definitions that look at the future. We have to base ourselves on general objective criteria that reflect the rapid evolution of the situation to cover the systems of the future, taking into account the fact that to characterize future weapons system in an absolute and comprehensive way may not ensure the necessary flexibility. There is a consensus on the need to ban laws, absolute weapon systems that do not have any human control, a category that violates IHL. These systems threaten international peace and security. Human control during the entire life cycle of laws, such control should be the fundamental criteria for any characterization and prohibition. All of these elements require that we negotiate in the future, basing ourselves on the technical elements of the work of this GGE, using technical, legal, and military expertise. We are convinced that it is necessary to have a legally binding characteristic of laws in a preventive manner, because research has been continuing for years, research related to finding consensus on the characteristics of such systems. And since there's no common definition of such systems, we have to ask ourselves a question: how can we theoretically say that the provisions of IHL are sufficient to govern systems that will appear in the future? These systems, we believe, require a specific normative framework that defines in a clear way the legal provisions and also covers new developments in the legal area. Within the framework of a legally binding instrument that would make it possible to say whether we have a sufficiently broad legal framework to deal with the humanitarian impact of such systems. On the other side, the experience of negotiation on different instruments in the area of disarmament is quite helpful, and this experience shows that the lack of a definition did not prevent in any way the conclusion of legally binding instrument related to the evolution of emerging technologies. Mr. Chairman, these were some general comments in order to ensure that we participate in this very rich exchange of views that represent a step before we start negotiations, a step that helped the group to review the proposals that were made in order to prepare the necessary recommendations and achieve the progress that we're looking forward to having. Thank you.